Welcome to this beginner lesson on the jacked brake swing sequence system in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school D&B vibes. In this session, we're going to take a straight brake and turn it into something that feels alive, rolling, and properly jacked up. The big idea here is not just programming one loop and repeating it forever. Instead, we're going to slice the brake, add controlled swing, resample the result, re-edit it, and build a sequence of variations that feels more like a performed drum edit than a grid-based loop. That's the whole magic of this workflow. It gives you bounce, grit, movement, and a more human feel, without needing to be a super advanced MIDI programmer. If you want your drums to sound like old-school jungle records and DJ edits from the 90s, this is a really strong way to work. First, let's talk about the kind of break we want. Start with something classic and dry if you can, like an Amen-style break, a Think-style break, or any funk break with clear transients. You want kick, snare, hats, and ghost notes that are easy to hear. Drag that break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and make sure warp is turned on. For this style, a tempo around 160 to 175 BPM is the sweet spot. If you want that classic jungle energy, 165 BPM is a great place to start. Listen to the break and find the cleanest bar or two. If the break already has a nice groove, use Beats Warp mode. Keep the transient behavior simple and clean, and don't smear it too much. You want the break to stay punchy. Now we're going to slice the break to MIDI. This is where things start getting fun. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, and let Ableton create one slice per transient. What you get is a drum rack, with each part of the break mapped to a pad. Now the break behaves like an instrument, which means you can perform with it, rearrange it, and shape the groove in a much more detailed way. That's important, because jungle edits live and die on control. Slicing lets you decide exactly where the kick lands, where the snare sits, where the ghost notes go, and how the fills answer the main groove. This is where the drum edit starts feeling intentional instead of accidental. Before we add any swing tricks, build a simple 2-bar bass pattern. Keep it clean. Put in the main kick hits, the main snare hits, a few hats or ghost snare details, and maybe one small fill at the end of bar 2. Think of this as your foundation. The snare is usually the anchor in jungle, so keep it strong and clear. Don't overcomplicate the pattern yet. You want a solid groove first. If the mapping looks messy, take a moment to rename or color the important pads. For example, label your kick, snare, hats, ghost snare, and fill slices. That small bit of organization saves time later and makes the editing process way easier. Now we bring in the swing. In Ableton, there are a couple of ways to do this, but for this lesson, Groove Pool is the easiest place to start. Open the Groove Pool and try a groove like MPC 16 Swing 57, MPC 16 Swing 60, or something in that range. Apply it lightly to the MIDI clip. A good starting point is timing around 40 to 60%, random near zero or very low, and velocity around 10 to 25%. What you're listening for is a slight push and pull. The hats should feel a little looser, the ghost notes should breathe, and the snare should still land firmly. If the groove gets too lazy, back off the timing amount. Jungle still needs forward motion. You want swing, not collapse. Now let's get into the core of the system. The swing sequence method. Instead of letting one loop repeat exactly the same way, we're going to create 4 variations and resample each one. Think in phrases, not just loops. That's a really important mindset for the style. Make 4 versions of your break. Pattern A can be your main groove. Pattern B can be a little busier, with extra ghost notes. Pattern C can bring in a snare fill or some extra movement. Pattern D can act like a turnaround or pickup into the next phrase. You can duplicate the MIDI clip and make small changes each time. Shift a ghost note slightly later, remove one kick, add a quick snare flam, or throw in a tiny reverse style slice. And here's a key idea. Don't swing everything equally. Keep the main kick and snare fairly solid. Let the ghost notes and hats carry more of the swing. A quieter late hit often feels more musical than pushing every note way off the grid. That contrast is what gives the groove personality. The snare stays strong, the hats breathe, and the little details dance around the pocket. Once the pattern feels good, it's time to resample. This is the secret sauce. Create a new audio track. Set its input to the break track or to resampling if you want to capture the whole output, arm it, and record 4 or 8 bars of the groove. This locks in the swing feel and turns the whole performance into audio. Why do this? Because resampling commits the vibe. It captures the exact groove you built, including any processing, saturation, or timing feel. It also gives you fresh audio material to chop again, which is a classic old-school jungle move. In a way, you're printing your decisions and turning them into raw material for the next pass. After that, treat the resampled loop like a new break. Drag the recorded audio into a fresh audio track, and either slice it to MIDI again or cut it manually in arrangement view. As a beginner, the easiest approach is to keep one full audio copy of the loop and then make small cuts around the best moments. Look for a juicy kick snare combo, a nice syncopated ghost hit, or a fill that naturally leads into the next bar. That's how these edits get that machine with human hands energy. Now let's add some processing to give the break more weight and character. A simple chain for the break bus could be EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. EQ8 can clean up the low end and remove mud. Try cutting below 30 to 40 Hz if there's unnecessary rumble, and dip any boxy mids if the break feels crowded. If the hats need a little shine, a small high shelf can help. Then use drum bus very carefully. A little drive goes a long way, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use boom only if the low end needs it, because your bass line still needs room. Crunch can add texture, but keep it subtle. After that, saturator can add some glue and edge. Try soft sine or analog clip, with maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn on soft clip if you want to keep the peaks under control. Finish that chain with glue compressor, but don't overdo it. A ratio of 2 to 1, attack around 10 ms, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is enough to tighten things up without crushing the life out of the break. If you want more movement, add an auto filter or a little echo on a fill. You can also use a tiny amount of reverb if you want a more atmospheric old-school wash, but keep it light. In this style, the drums should still feel punchy and physical. A great next move is to create a darker swing layer under the main break. This could be a tight top loop, a shaker, a chopped rim pattern, or some filtered percussion. Process it with auto filter, EQ8, saturator, and maybe a touch of redux if you want extra grit. High pass it somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz so it stays out of the way of the main break and the bass. This layer adds motion and sparkle without crowding the core groove. Now let's think like a DJ edit. A strong jungle arrangement is not just one loop repeating. It has sections, contrasts, and small changes every few bars. A simple arrangement could start with a filtered intro, then build into the full break swing sequence, then hit the main drop with bass, then move into a variation with a resampled chop fill, then a breakdown, and then a heavier second drop. You don't need huge changes every bar. Often, one small change every 8 bars is enough. Remove one kick, add a snare fill, automate a filter, switch to the resampled version, throw in a reverse slice before the next phrase. That's how you keep the listener engaged and make the drums feel alive. A really important coach note here. Protect the snare. In jungle and old-school DNB, the snare often carries the whole phrase. If the groove starts feeling too loose, tighten the snare before changing anything else. Also, keep one or two low-velocity ghost hits repeating across sections. Those little notes act like glue between the louder edits and help the break feel connected. Another useful tip is to resample for commitment. If you find yourself endlessly tweaking a pattern, print it. Audio decisions are usually faster, and they often sound more authentic in this style. Keep a clean, dry version of your break too, so if the heavy processing gets too murky, you can always rebuild from a solid starting point. If you want to push the vibe darker, try a few subtle variations. You can slightly delay the hats more than the snares, nudge some ghost snares a little early for urgency, or use a tiny triplet-style pickup before the loop lands back on the main downbeat. You can also make one slice your signature accent by reversing it, pitching it down slightly, or adding a short delay tail. Used sparingly, that can become a really memorable motif. For your homework or practice exercise, try building a 4-bar jungle edit from one break. Slice it to MIDI, make a simple 2-bar loop with a strong snare on the backbeat, add groove pull swing at around 55 to 60% timing, duplicate the clip. Create 3 small variations, resample each one, and build a 4-bar arrangement using the best parts. Then add EQ8, drum bus, and saturator, and listen for whether the loop feels like it was performed and chopped rather than just programmed. Here's the big takeaway. The Jacked Break Swing Sequence System is about performance, printing, and re-editing. Slice a break, add controlled swing, make variations, resample the result, chop it again, and arrange it like an edit. That workflow gives you movement, grit, human feel, and authentic jungle phrasing. So when you're making DNB breaks, don't just loop them, perform them, print them, and re-edit them. That's where the magic lives.